Hi. Hello.
I've just wrenched it from the airways, Mr. Atavus.
Coup d'etat.
Circle fangs, I think they were called.
Okay.
I cede all power to you.
I wrench it.
I had my time. I walk away.
All right, this is WRER, LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Yep, I have to sneeze. I saw Michael Miracle perform his solo act last night. It was nice. But also, more importantly, I hate to say this, but I saw this great band that I'd loved for years called Cheer Accident from Chicago, and they played last night at the Camel. It was very good. I'm going to play something from their new CD. Well, it's actually their single, so it's pretty good.
You're a social butterfly.
That was like two clubs in one day, dude, or one night. I never do that. No, there's none of that. There's none of that. What are you? What is this, Wayne's World? What are you doing? All right, I'll shut up now. This is the fall. Barry in three parts. And it sounds like this intentionally in the beginning, so do not adjust your sets. Friday breakfast, Lynn.
I'm not so bad.
suffer all the seasons on the sides of municipal buildings and used to stop drafts in glass-fronted at homes. Then one day a Spanish king with a council of bad knaves tried to come to bury a new way of recording, a chain round the neck, ding off his guts, you can't say anything, nowadays, I said if, I'm from Barry, don't mess around, honey.
I forgot how awesome the CD is. I don't even know what the name of that song was, because the song track listing is all whoop-a-da-doo, so I have no idea. I'm going to say that was the song Roller Coaster. That's a good guess, okay? Let's go with that. Okay, I will. That was by the band Moja from Japan, and that goes out to Tom, and thank you for sending me that. Awesome. I didn't realize how, man, whew. Okay, let me take a break from that. Then before that, from the Cloud Cuckoo Land of Krautrock on Finders Keepers label, the band Armageddon and the song Oh Man, which I just said a minute ago, I think. And we started with Barry Parts 1 and 2 from The Fall and their new one, Your Future, Our Clutter, or their last one, I should say. Yeah, let's keep going. Psychedelic Aliens here in the world genre. And they're from their album Psycho African Beat. Came out in October. This is the song, as best as I can pronounce it, Blofo Nyobi Wo Atale. Here at WRAR 97.3.
Y te puede comer, este ya lo voy a ir, este ya lo voy a ir. He's a banana rat. He's a pickle man. It's an elephant. It's an elephant. Yeah, he's a banana rat. He's a pickle man.
Ooh. Excuse me. Yeah, pardon me. Goodness gracious. Me oh my. Okay, that was pretty cool. That was, you know who that was. That was Balkan Beatbox. If you didn't know who that was, then that's why I just told you. And the song Marcha de la Vida from their last one, Blue Eyed Black Boy. We had Compa Quinto and the song El Diablo from the Roots of Chica 2 CD. And we started with the Psychedelic Aliens and Blofoyobi Wu Atale. This is WRER. This is a Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil. Good morning. I got to see Cheer Accident last night at the Camo. It was very good, very nice. And I'll be playing one of their songs probably in the second hour. And also saw Michael Miracle. And I was double clubbing it, man. It was pretty cool. Anyway, I'm a little sleepy. It's not that I got home late. I'm just a little sleepy, okay? You can check out the playlist as I post it at WRER.org. And the title of this this blog post, I guess, at the website of WRER is Wowsome. Yes, indeed. Wowsome. Wow and awesome. Speaking of wow and awesome, let's play some more music. This is brand new I'm a Robot. Not as good an album as I hoped, but this is a pretty cool song called Pass It On. Somewhere. Here it is. Where is it? Play. There it is. Little rain sound, little ambiance. Thank you. All right, Bioritmo right there, local, of course. And Dinah's or Dina's Mambo? You be the judge. Then we heard Chow in there, or Shiu, however you want to say it, C-E-U. I wish somebody would give me the correct pronunciation of that. And furthermore, I wish I could remember it when you tell me. And the song Rain Ha. And we heard I'm a Robot, brand new, and the song Pass It On from their album Another Man's Treasure. $31,000 in 10 days, you donated $31,000 to WRIR. All the volunteers are grateful for the support, compliments, and camaraderie shared by the community during the fall fund drive. WRIR will use the money to produce the unique talk, news, and music you expect from an independent community radio station. If you missed out, you could still donate at WRIR.org. Again, thank you for listening to WRIR, and thank you for contributing. It's 6:43. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend, and thanks to you, I'm here every Friday to get loud in your ear, or excited in your ear. Ew. I guess I should read you something else here. Let me pull out the book. Oh, hey, this is a good one. VCU Libraries has announced a new addition to the VCU Libraries digital collections, the Richmond Commission of Architectural Review Slide Collection. The collection can be found online at http, you know, calling all that stuff, go.vcu.edu/RCAR, and contains more than 7,000 color photographs of the city of Richmond taken from 1965 until 2000. Subjects depicted include houses, office buildings, street scenes, and historical buildings. You can visit the entire VCU Libraries digital collections at dig.library.vcu.edu. All right, what's next? Oh, let's get a little Game Boy music going here. Beep, boop, boop, boop. Pinkertones from their last album called Modular. Pretty cool looking cover. Looks very kind of throwback 80s with a little bit of modern sensibility. Anyway, this is a song Game Boy music here at WRIR.
Human passengers of Spaceship Earth. But human passengers are very peaceful when compared with certain insects called army ants. Now every time the music plays alone, you do a belly dance. That's right, shake your belly, wiggle your hips, and bend your knees and move your lips. Now I'm gonna punch the bass button. Here goes. Yep. Some insects and people live similarly in groups we call society. The social insects who can scare off your pants form a militant group called army ants.
Jimmy, will you stop pinching me? I'm not pinching you.
When army ants are on the warpath, I hope it's not on my path or your path. Hundreds of thousands will follow their feet and attack almost every creature they meet. The ants are deaf and almost blind, but their sense of touch is most refined. Each ant is part of one big scene, like your arm or your leg or your in-between. Raise one leg in the air and shake it. If your foot's asleep, this'll wake it. A queen who lays the eggs. Why, she's so fat she can hardly cross her legs. She lays 10 times a year in our nation. That's enough to double her population. Well, the eggs hatch into worm-like larvae who resemble neither their mother or father. The larva spins a silk cocoon. That's super. At this stage, the kid is called a pupa. Now stop, stop, stop your dancing and scratch a little bit. You gotta get rid of some of those ants, huh? Well, the pupa leaves the cocoon behind, and it's an army ant. The itchy kind. Laying eggs as a female might. Most of the females work and fight. Some act as raiders and some as hearses. And some become the aunties and nurses. A male, it seems, does mostly one thing. He mates with the queen, something like a king. And all the while, the eggs are laid, and the army continues to plunder and raid. Every 5 weeks is a jamboree. They raid for 2 weeks, and they rest for 3. Now, if you see an army of ants in a bunch, move out of town. You may be lunch, yeah.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything, she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. High dramatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can, saves all his money, works overtime, pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
Hey, right when you scream. Start to scratch, it gets on your back. You don't know what to do, cause they've got on you. Start to itch it, baby, yeah. You want to scratch it all over. Everybody, see, just feeling, feeling good. Everybody dance in the street, oh yeah. Everybody dig this beat, it's all right. Young and old, near and far, I want to see you. Just follow me. Monkey tambourine. Say, hey, monkey tambourine. You want you get in the number. You want you monkey tambourine. Jump in the water to your number. Do it good. Hey, monkey tambourine.
Monkey Tambourine from the beginning of the end. Funk Drops 3. Hey, guess what? This is WRER LP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Yes. And before beginning of the end was Hill Stomp, Mama Told Papa. And we heard some Leonard Nimoy in there. Highly illogical, only because my wife and I have been watching a lot of Star Trek lately. I know. We don't have cable, so it's like, oh, what do you want to watch? Oh, let's just put this in. I forget which episode. Oh, it was the peace-loving planet episode, and they came and they had to warn them the Klingons were coming, and they didn't have any weapons or anything, and they were like, we don't care. It's so cool. And so, you know, Kirk ensues fight with Klingons. Spock is taken captured. And as it turns out, the peaceful planet people had super mind powers or something like that to make the space ray guns really super hot, and they couldn't fight each other, so they just left the planet. Moot! Well, aren't you glad I told you that? That was from season 2. And then before that was Bruce Hack, Army Ants in Your Pants. And I'm going to send that out to Albert because I know you were wiggling it, man. 701, let's keep going. Hey, guess what? I heard this on the news. Joey killed Mary. Rock and rolling bees. We'll be right back.
Oh,
math rock in your face! That was The Faint, Forever Growing Centipedes. Really like that one. That's a great album, Fascination. Nah. Then we heard I Math Rocked Your Face Off. Pigment Vehicle was before that, Break a Neck, from their Independent Women Are So Damn Good album. And I dedicate that to all damn good independent women out there. Then we heard Cheer Accident, Searching a Methodology, from their What Sequel CD, came out about four years ago, I think. Anyway, they got a new one moments away out, if not out already. Yes, they've actually expanded their I've never seen them before. And I remember reviewing them for a magazine years ago. They're Not a Food CD. And so my friend Laura was like, hey, they're coming to town. Chicago band Cheer Accident. Nobody, you know, Richmond, please. Richmond, you missed out. As dorky, math rocky as Richmond can be. You guys missed a great band last night in Cheer Accident, because they are math rock up the yin-yang. And I'm telling you, wow, very good. They've expanded their set, as I was saying. They used to be just a three-piece, and they've gone to six members, which is probably a little excessive, but it was still very good. Actually, you know, if you've been in a band for 20 years, you're like, well, you got to expand it. You got to do something, or you get bored with it. Anyway, that was awesome last night. And then before that was Auto Republic by Candy Machine. We heard Sonic Youth in there with Screaming Skull. The Rondells did a fake fight for us, and we started with Joey Killed Mary by Rock and Rollin' Bees. I can't say the name B, but I guess you can probably get it. This is WRAR 97.3. This is Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil. Good morning. Your Friday flail. I hope you're getting it on. Are you interested in gardening and farming, Janet? But live in the city and don't know where to start? You can join Tricycle Gardens this month and increase your knowledge of urban permaculture. See, I don't know. Tricycle Gardens will be holding a fall workshops on November 20th. That's tomorrow. Introduction to urban permaculture of fungi. Learn about the biology and ecology of the fungi and how you can grow mushrooms in the city. For more information, you can visit tricyclegardens.org or email learn@tricyclegardens.org. Tricycle Gardens reminds you to get dirty. Yes, indeed. Okay. What day is it? Oh, it is Friday. Yes, the weekend is upon us. Thanksgiving is upon us. By the way, next Friday is going to be my Black Friday show, so expect all things anti-capitalist shopping consumer theme song. Blah. All right. In the meantime, let's do some sugar cubes and Delicious Demon.
Yeah. WRIR Community Calendar. I'm Miles Barnett. Come and play with the Richmond Symphony on Sunday, November 21st. Don't miss your chance to perform with the Richmond Symphony Orchestra. Musicians of all ages and levels of ability are invited to bring their instruments and play alongside the musicians of the Richmond Symphony under the baton of Associate Conductor Aaron R. Freeman. Rehearsal is from 2 to 5 p.m. and the public concert is at 6 p.m. The event takes place at VCU's Siegel Center on Broad Street. For more information, visit www.richmondsymphony.com/education. The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts presents an exhibition of work by Virginia photographer Sally Mann called The Flesh and the Spirit. The exhibit runs through January 23rd. This will be the first exhibition VMFA has ever presented of one of Virginia's most celebrated contemporary artists. The exhibition focuses on the theme of the body and emphasizes Mann's new work, while selectively introducing earlier images. VMFA is located at 200 North Boulevard in Richmond. For more information, visit www.vmfa.museum. Galleries on and off historic Broad Street downtown will open new exhibits on Friday, December 3rd, as part of the First Friday's Art Walk in Richmond. Galleries include 1708 Gallery, Court Gallery, Ghost Print, the Visual Arts Studio, the Richmond Public Library, and Gallery 5, plus many more. For more information, visit www.firstfridaysrichmond.com.
And I'm Ian Baxter. Check out the night sky with Skywatch at the Science Museum of Virginia every third Friday of the month. Join members of the Richmond Astronomical Society on the museum's front lawn as they share their powerful telescopes for a look at the night sky. The next sky watches are on November 19th and December 17th at 7 p.m. For more information, contact the Science Museum at 864-1400. The museum is located at 2500 West Broad Street, downtown. The University of Richmond presents the 22nd Annual University of Richmond International Film Series. Films from Germany, France, Slovenia, China, Africa, Colombia, and Italy are all featured. This series is open to the public. All films are shown in Jebsen Hall 118, unless otherwise noted. Friday showings are at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and Sunday showings are only at 7:30 p.m. The films are shown in the original language with English subtitles. For more information, please visit www.library.richmond.edu. The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, in conjunction with the Richmond Jazz Society, presents the Jazz Cafe, a musical event open to the public every Thursday evening. A variety of jazz trios will perform in VMFA's Best Cafe on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. Take a break and relax after work with great jazz. The VMFA is located at 200 North Boulevard in Richmond. For more information, visit www.vmfa.museum. The Foundry presents The Listening Room, a collaborative music series every third Tuesday of the month. The Listening Room provides a quiet environment for both listening and performing. The next installments in The Listening Room music series are on November 16th and December 21st. This series is held at the Michaud House at 1133 West Franklin Street in The Fan. For more information, visit www.therichmondscene.com. The Visual Arts Center of Richmond presents the next round of side-by-side classes for January, February, and March. Registration opens on December 11th at the Holiday Open House, where you can see cool stuff and make cool stuff. Side-by-side is a Saturday morning studio art program for children and families to create art as a team. Children ages 5 to 15 and an adult work together to make amazing art. Doors open at 9:45 a.m. Each Saturday, there will be 5 or 6 classes to choose from. You and your child shape your side-by-side experience by signing up for the classes you want to take together. Pre-registration is required. The Visual Arts Center is located at 1812 West Main Street. For more information, visit www.visarts.org. This WRAR Community Calendar was produced by Miles Barnett and Ian Baxter. These events can be viewed by visiting www.wrir.org and clicking on Community Calendar. Send your future events to wrircommunitycalendar@gmail.com. Ugh.
Yeah.
WRAR 97.3. Yep, that's this station right here. You're listening to it right now. This is Rainbow Man by Busy P. Before that was Ketchup Mania and the song Freestyle from Greetings from Tokyo. Love that band name because I love ketchup. I would put ketchup on everything. I was saying that when I go to the old folks' home and I go to the cafeteria, you know, because that food's going to kind of stink, I'm going to bring a little bottle of ketchup with me and just put ketchup on everything, man. Before that was Commandments by Causey Way. That's to all the tea people there or whatever. And then we started after the community calendar with Poly 6 and P Shout Aloud from their absolute Poly 6 album. Highly recommended. All right, I think we're going to play brand new Tinder Trap. Well, not brand new, came out in July. The song Fireworks, coming up right after this. Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm a middle-aged lobotomy. You know what I'm talking about, Mike. Hey? Eh? What'd you say, Sonny? Hey, thanks for the call. Sorry I couldn't pick it up, but I was getting ready to blab. So there you go. That was Teenage Lobotomy, The Ramones. And before that was Mummy the Peep Show doing a Juicy Fruits cover. I know. It gets weird. Jenny is Feeling Bad is the name of that song. And then we started with Tender Trap by Fireworks. All right, I'm out of here. Spies among us, be careful. Light the fuse and run. I'll be Phil all day. See you later. This has been the Friday Breakfast Blend.